Hello, greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you all for coming. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my testimony. So a little bit while back, probably when I was around the age of 8 or 9, I started praying. I wanted to be saved, but I didn't really take it serious. I didn't really want to tell my parents or any about this. I kind of just kept pushing it off and kept telling myself I'm fine, but really I wasn't. I still was a sinner. I still sinned. I lied. I cheated. I disobeyed. I stole. My language wasn't very good, but I trust and I know that God forgave me for all of that. I kept praying, and I also started reading the Bible, but I knew I couldn't be saved and go to heaven by just reading the Bible. I knew I had to ask Jesus to forgive me of my sins and ask him into my heart. But I still kept telling myself I'm fine. So finally, March 12th, 2025, I was laying in bed and I wanted to take things more serious. And I wanted to be sure that I was saved and I was going to heaven if the Lord was to come back. So I went up to Dad and Mom. And we talked, and I prayed, and I was sure that I was saved. Then the next day, Dad was talking to me. He said that I could pray about baptism. But sometimes, if I would think about it, I would pray and ask God to speak to me if I was ready for it. I feel like I could just feel the answer was no. Until June 21st, I prayed that night, and I could just feel God speaking to me and telling me the answer was yes. So the next night, I talked to Dad about it, and now here I am. Also, I would like to share some verses. First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Matthew 28:20. And lo, I am with you always unto with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10:9-10 and 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 5:8. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And also, I would appreciate prayers for this new journey I'm starting. I know I still make mistakes, so I would appreciate prayers.
Yeah, good morning. I really don't have a lot to add to that. Just Kendra's been really sweet her whole life, but now she's a little sweeter. It takes the Holy Spirit in a person's life to be that way. I just was thinking a little bit. All of humanity has a measure of God within them. We're all created in his image. Some people realize that and some don't. And when a person comes to that place where he realizes that he's not walking or she's not walking with God, and they don't have that measure, and they repent and they believe, they're saved. They realize that need to have that Holy Spirit within them to have life, because in the beginning God gave us life and we fell away from God. And now in the new birth, he once again breathes life within us. And as we received him, that new life within us, and we felt that forgiveness of sins and we felt that deliverance, we walk in that way. It's just, it seems so simple, but yet it can be difficult. And I look at a room full of Christians here. We should each help one another find that walk. Not tear each other down, build each other up, encourage one another. We all need that. So that's my encouragement to all of us, is to Just keep it simple. And start that relationship with God. There's a lot of young Christians here. And what I found in my own life, the thing that's kept me and the thing that's keeping me is that relationship with God. Sometimes I'm out of the way. I need to repent. And he shows me that. And he'll show you that and show us that. So with that, that's all I have.